answer the question.
Can you help?
Nope. Perfect. Oh my God.
We're on.
Adam22, if you're looking for a new co-host, holler at me, boy. I'm going to talk to porn stars and shit. I'm tired of these two fucking...
No, you don't, because every time I bring that up, you're like,
you don't know any porn stars, Gabe.
I want to talk about Saturn.
What do you mean, don't know any porn stars?
Do you guys know porn stars?
I know. I mean, I don't know them personally. No,
but I can reach out.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah, see if they want to do some work with Quad.
I know an inspiring porn star.
Yeah, we know
some... Anyone trying to run a...
We know some goofy ass porn star. We know some goofy-ass girls with OnlyFans. That's pretty much it.
Anybody that wants to run an OnlyFans with a handicap guy, just hit me up.
Hell yeah.
Let's make it happen. Young Quadaloupe. Justin, he won't let me do it to his butt, but it's fine.
No, my sweet little virgin asshole.
Does this sound weird?
I've asked.
Or is it just me?
I don't know. You tell me.
Check. About you tell me.
See, we were supposed to do this before you hit record, but you know, I don't know anything.
Gabe's always right.
Gabe's always right.
I'm always right.
Fucking mooly.
Adam22, let me know if you need a fucking new engineer.
Yeah, he's no
audio engineer.
He's not good at that either.
I think it sounds. Right, hold on. I think it sounds pretty.
I'm Justin. Well, let's talk about Saturn.
My name's Gabe. I got enough fat in my face. It doesn't do that. And
I can hear the fat in your throat.
Dicks. Let's just talk about dicks. Let's just talk about dicks.
I'm Justin. I've been going to the gym for a year, and I'm still the size of a small boy.
I do wear my fucking little brother shirts, but it's fine.
Extra medium.
What were you saying about Gabe's titties?
Hey, why do they make an extra small and an extra large, but they don't make an extra medium? Or, yeah, an extra medium.
He doesn't even know how sizing works.
No, that's a good point. That's a good point.
Because you just go, you could go up and down from medium.
High thoughts right there.
It's a medium, so
it's between small and large.
Yeah.
And an extra small is a smaller small.
Adam22, hit me up, bro.
But an extra medium.
I've seen your work.
But an extra medium.
Would be a large.
In the shower.
Would it?
Yeah. No doubt. What are we talking about?
That's a conundrum. That has me.
Gabriel.
Hell yeah, bro.
Hell yeah, brother. What were we...
I'm just trying to bring up Posties messages here.
Postie. I really do want to know who that dude is.
He ever send you that package?
No, not that I know. No. He wasn't.
I hope it gets there
soon. He's an MIA right now.
I hope it gets there soon. And I hope it's not stickers.
I really do want to know who that is, though. Like, is...
Yeah, just play some of that Dark Monastery shit. That's what our intro should be. I wonder if they have royalty-free Dark Monastery music.
We can use 10 seconds.
Yeah, we can use 10 seconds.
No, what was it called?
Dark Monastery? Something?
I don't even know how to spell that.
Chant music, maybe?
Yeah, that's what it was, chant.
You guys ever seen those Mayan
skulls?
There you go,
right there. Gregorian chants, that's the one we listen to.
The Mayan skulls where they... you blow into them, they're like whistles.
Oh, the death stool.
Yeah.
The death whistle.
Yeah.
Dude, those are creepy. Wild.
Yeah.
You hear those just screaming.
Dude, the haka.
What's that?
Hell yeah.
The haka's dope. New Zealand, they always do it before they play games and
rugby.
Shit.
Rugby?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
The All Blacks.
Getting Jason down.
Done it. Yeah. Dude, getting that down. Shit is
the
like.
The energy they bring is
crazy.
Unreal.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I like the haka. That shit's wild. I was on like a haka fucking binge one night. I think I watched like hours.
Dude, I've been there too.
Dude, it's down like, the rabbit hole.
So crazy.
Fucking wild.
So intense.
I wish I could do it.
I mean, we can.
P3, haka style.
Hell yeah.
No, we would not be able to.
Why not?
Cultural appropriation.
Well, no, it's just. That's theirs. That actually has meaning to their people, so it's.
Ours would obviously have meaning.
Not saying I'm worried about cultural appropriation. It's just that we would fuck it up.
Are we copying the Branch Davidians?
We would fuck it up.
The who?
No, I was thinking we were copying Heaven's Gate. Oh. Hey, Gabe, you want some of this fresh Kool-Aid I just made?
Is it strawberry? Oh, it actually wasn't Kool-Aid. Did you know that?
Does what it fucking it? Matter?
Yeah, true.
I mean, a little bit.
No, it doesn't.
They didn't take a little sip and be like, ew, that's gross. You know?
No, because they knew they were going to. So we also would like to announce this is Gabe's last podcast with us.
Yeah, sucks to suck.
Go fuck yourself. So what do you want to talk about today, Justin?
Jesus Christ. I don't know.
Why don't you add a lip smack on that too, Justin?
Everything's falling through.
Jesus Christ.
Apologizes for contacts with Jeffrey Epstein. That makes sense.
I was reading that a lot of those flight logs are faked.
There were some fake ones going around.
Yeah, so don't ever say that Quentin Tarantino was on there because we don't know that.
Yeah, we do, because you can look at the actual flight logs, stupid.
Oh, did you see that on YouTube, Justin?
No, I saw it on CNN.
Oh, well. That's
makes it credible.
Yeah. You're right.
I saw it from the Washington Post.
I trust companies with a lot of money. That's what they're saying.
That's exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
Go ahead and throw your money in that.
I've been on air for 30 years.
Big corporations years. How long have CNN always been on air had for? My best interest in mind.
Way too damn long.
Yeah. Dude, they have to be best friends, Fox News and CNN, because they literally get views from talking shit on each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wild.
Political theater. You dumb bitch. The world's a stage.
Stop being an asshole.
Stop being an asshole. I'm not going to edit that out.
I'm not. You guys hear all these fucking clicks or Justin now. I'm going to blame Justin.
Oh, my God.
All right. So, what's up? How was your guys' weekend? I went to a Halloween haunt. Apparently, COVID does not exist at Worlds of Fun.
Yeah, it's COVID scared of ghosts, bro. And pumpkins.
It was pretty cool, though. I'm not going to lie. I haven't been there for a while.
I bet it is a blast.
Hey, put it down.
I bet it is a blast.
Put it down.
Suck a dick.
Put it down.
Do I tell you that whenever you're eating?
No, it was sober something? Podcast today.
If I was a good friend,
sober
I was.
Sober September.
Sober and up.
All right.
David, fight the fucking temptation, dude.
Fight the urges.
Yeah.
You got to fight them demons.
Yeah.
Or exercise them. I'm not sure which one.
Devil's lettuce.
You got to exercise
them. No, it was cool, though, man. Definitely fucking wild. I didn't know Worlds of Fun sold beer, and I've been there plenty of times, and alcohol.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
Yeah, it seemed more like it was, there was more like stands during the Halloween haunt.
Honestly, that sounds like a terrible idea. Yeah. Drinking and then roller coasters?
Yeah, you have drinking, you have a lot of young teenagers.
Kids.
Yeah, and you have adults that I know damn well are drinking and probably going, hey, you know, fucking playing parents to all these kids and shit.
Yeah,
I'm sure there was plenty of fights that night. I left at like 9 o'clock, so I was like, fuck that, I'm getting out of here.
I wonder how many people walk around in,
yeah, it's dark,
American people, fighter tank tops and flip-flops.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're all overweight and they took one class of fucking MMA.
Amusement park kits going on
the free trial.
Yep.
Yeah, it was crazy because they do a parade and it was weird. I was sitting there just listening to it. And the shit, they do like this big announcement for it before all the zombies and everything come out. Like they pay like, I don't know, 100 actors to go out there and do the parade. And then after the parade, they get to wander around the park and they scare you as you walk around. It's pretty dope. This one guy had like metal kneecaps and metal on his palms and he would run and slide and sparks would start flying everywhere.
Oh, shit.
That's cool as fuck.
That sounds like a blast.
Yeah, it was actually dope. And I see why they bring alcohol because it makes it even fucking better.
Right.
Scare
me, Xerxes.
But yeah, man, it's just like a recipe for disaster, man. I mean, there's so many kids down there. And I remember being that fucking kid by myself at World's Fun. So I remember the shit used to go on. A lot of fights, a lot of.
They make you wear wristbands shit. For it.
Yeah.
But even then, it's like, I know there's adults out there buying these kids drinks as well.
Yeah.
For sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I don't think I'm so worried about that. I'm more worried about these, you know, fucking dads getting a little liquored up and
Throwing up on the Mamba?
No, fucking starting shit with a bunch of these rude-ass teenagers that are going around just fucking, goddamn, dude. I sound like an old man saying this, but dude, I thought I cussed a lot. Jesus Christ.
We do cuss a lot.
Yeah, we do. But man, these fucking 15-year-old kids make me sound like a fucking saint.
Yeah.
Yeah, but with the internet.
It's like, hey, buddy, why don't you watch your fucking mouth?
Yeah, I looked at my daughter and go, hey. I was like, when you hit 14 and you're using, you know, you're starting to cuss or whatever, and it's going to happen. You choose when to use cuss words, because when you use it too much, you just sound like a fucking idiot.
Be mindful. You know?
Yeah. Because this one girl behind me is just like, shit, fuck, ass, tits. I'm like, God, just like every fucking other word. I'm like, damn, bitch, if you're going to cuss, at least use it significantly and, you know, every now and then, you know.
What?
No. Just.
What?
Seeing if anybody else caught it.
What did I do?
The whole fucking part?
No, oh, did I say too like, much?
Every other word.
Did I say every other word? I retract my statement.
you dumb bitch. Yeah.
But at the same time, yeah, be mindful of that, right?
Yeah.
Because it will happen.
I sound cooler when I say it, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I put a little swag into it. Little fawns into it.
But it was cool, dude. But oh, let me go back on that. They do like a fucking big speech. And it's like, we worship the demons and all this shit. And I'm just like, damn, this is fucking wild.
Damn, you're part of a ritual this week.
Dude, I was standing there and everyone's watching. There's like hundreds of people. And I'm just like,
that's
what the fuck? And I looked at my wife and I go, man, this is weird. She's like, well, they're just getting everybody in the Halloween spirit. I'm like, yeah, I get it. It's just, like a 10-minute long speech of worshiping demons and coming after the blood of the innocent and all this shit. I'm like, what the fuck?
Well, where'd Halloween come from?
I don't know. Hallmark?
No. Go ahead and pull it up. Origin of Halloween. It's another pagan holiday, I think. I can't remember her name. It's like a Lilith type character. Can't remember what they call her.
Back to the ancient Celtic. So Halloween origins date back to the ancient Celtic festival of Samhain, pronounced Samhain. Sorry, Samhain. The Celts, who lived 2,000 years ago, mostly in the area that is now Ireland, the United Kingdom, and northern France, celebrated their new year on November 1st.
Yeah, Celtic holiday.
That's a History Channel version. Find like the actual.
You want the Jehovah's Witness version?
Yeah.
Yeah, they always crack me up.
The Bible's answered. I don't give a fuck. Go find the actual fucking version.
I want to read the Bible version. Oh my God. They're giving the same thing, the Samhain. The origins can be traced to ancient pagan festival celebrated by Celtic people over 2,000 years ago, states the World Book Encyclopedia.
I think it might be Celtic. Just so you know.
Oh, is it Celtic?
I think it's ancient Celts.
Oh.
Just so you know.
Hey.
Isn't that how the basketball team Celtics and how they spell it too, or no?
You also got a bunch of Bostonians fucking saying it.
Yeah,
so.
You're right. The living could visit the dead. However, the Bible clearly teaches that the dead are conscious of nothing at all.
Our pronunciation's more good or down
thus,
here.
Thus, they cannot contact the living. Halloween costume candy treat and trick or treat. According to the book Halloween, an American holiday in American history, some of the Celts wore ghoulish costumes. Did I say that right?
Ghoulish, yes.
That wandering spirits would mistake them for one of their own and leave them alone. Others offered sweets to the spirits to appease them in medieval Europe.
Now, okay, if we're done with the Sesame Street version, can you fucking... So why do they dress as demons and all this other shit? Why do the demons come out on a specific day? Why are multiple Illuminati holidays around the people's holidays and what they actually celebrate?
Well, why don't you tell us since I can't find it?
No, I go to CNN and you tell the people because they're always right.
I don't know.
Essentially, I think the... I can't remember where it's at, but there's a cave. What the fuck?
I don't know.
What the fuck?
Hey, remember that meme I just read on live? This is what they're talking about. Don't read from this website. Jesus Christ.
I'm not even going to tell you the website.
Sacrificing.
So there's this cave, and on Halloween, the veil between the worlds is thin and demons come through this portal. And there's a cave every year over in fucking Ireland or, you know, one of them Celtic regions that they still make offerings to this goddess so that they'll be safe to make it through Halloween, basically. Just another pagan holiday that Christians have fucking ripped off.
Yeah. And but the candy companies were like, hell yeah. We love Halloween.
The Illuminati does do...
I do like Halloween.
Rituals and shit. Especially on Halloween.
I'm a big Hocus Pocus fan.
Everybody is.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
I figured you'd have something to say about it.
No, I mean, I'd smash a blonde one.
Isn't that the bitch from Sex and the City?
I don't know.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, that's Sarah, what's her name?
Jessica Parker.
Sarah Jessica Parker?
I think so.
Yeah, that is it.
That horse face bitch.
Hocus Pocus, Joker's rag.
Horse face.
Take a trip.
Dude, she's ugly as fuck now, boy. Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yeah. Oh, that's kind of mean. I can't believe you called her a horse face. Jesus Christ, Justin. What an asshole. Okay, I see what you mean.
Oh, hey, there it is. Yeah.
Yep. I see what you mean. She looks like a foot.
No comment.
Don't sue us.
Good God.
Doesn't Family Guy make fun of that?
Yeah, that's exactly what they said.
You guys remember that? Family Guy? Yeah. And you guys remember that Disney movie, Hollow Town?
Yeah.
Oh, love that shit.
Yeah, that was a good movie too.
Halloween Town, yeah.
Is it Halloween Town?
Yeah, yeah.
Man, I can't wait. Dude, Halloween is my favorite.
Yeah, that was a good movie, Halloween Town. I showed my kid that movie. She liked it.
Halloween's my favorite holiday.
Is it?
Yeah.
Why?
We should do, because it's just more fun.
You remember,
it's a more fun holiday.
You remember when we were in school, like that was like the time of year that like all the girls could dress up like hoes and get away with it?
Yeah.
Which I'm all for. I mean, fucking, I don't know why you had to wait for Halloween to do that.
You're not going
to
be wearing it at the end of the night anyways, bitch.
Or hopefully you are. And,
hey,
you know.
Hey, your zombie makeup's running.
I just ripped a little piece of it.
Yeah. So he's like, I'm a zombie. And she just has a little bit of blood on her face. And then it's just like basically naked.
I'm a sexy zombie.
Ain't nothing sexy about a zombie, bitch.
One poorly drawn stitch on her forehead.
Yeah.
Just put the nurse outfit on and shut up.
Yeah. Maybe we should wait till October to start talking about Halloween.
Dude, I'm fucking pumped, bro.
You know what I like, though, around this time is apple cider.
Oh, yeah.
I just tried it last year for the first time.
What?
Delish. Yeah, I've never tried it.
Yeah.
And I've never tried eggnog.
What?
It's actually really good. I'm going to try it
this year. Yeah.
Dude, I had apple cider warm.
Eggnog and caramel crown royal.
Oh, really?
Dude, that's
I did like when you referred me.
That's a recipe for fucking getting fucked up on Christmas.
When you referred me to the lemonade and Jack Daniel's Honey Jack, because you know I'm a Jack guy, that was pretty delicious.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. It's a perfect summer drink.
Yeah, it is.
You get fucked up. And
Oh, yeah. I had a couple of
I've been through, just blew through half of a fucking bottle, and now I'm supposed to be responsible for kids? No, that's not
happening. Yeah.
No.
No, dad is.
Not my turn.
Let go of the reins.
Yeah, I never mixed like whiskey with something fruity. I was always like a whiskey Coke guy or whiskey water.
Flavor. You know?
I'm a real big whiskey water guy. I would like whiskey water. You ever tried that?
Yeah,
Maker's Mark and water.
I mean, we have our own whiskeys. I like cinnamon whiskey, so I drink a lot of Jack Daniel's Fire and Fireball.
I love Fireball, but Fireball's like
Jack Daniel's Fire is an even better version of Fireball.
Nah, I tried it, didn't like it,
dude. It's not syrupy. It's fucking good as hell.
Yeah.
Fireball's cheap, and me and David drink a lot of Fireball.
You get me and my buddy Ralph on Fireball, and it's just a fucking wild night.
Chaos.
It always is, bro.
Chaos.
You always wake up the next morning regretting. So.
I still hear stories about me on Fireball.
Yeah, right? I still hear stories about me.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, anybody wants to call in to the show explain those.
Especially from the last time I drank Fireball. We don't need that.
Yikes.
Stays in Vegas.
Justin's like, edit that out. And then it's just like, hey, what's going on? All right, bye. That was a whole clip. And the entire thing.
Man, nice glass of Fireball, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's Halloween. I'm definitely getting – I seen a recipe for apple cider and – some type of bourbon, is it, that you put in there? It's like a warm drink. Pretty good.
Like a hot toddy?
I don't know.
Yeah, right.
I've never tried it. I just tried warm apple cider at the, I like going to the Pumpkin Patch. The one up in Kearney. Have you guys been there? It's pretty dope.
Yes. Yeah. The one that the gift shop's in the barn, the big ass nice barn.
Yeah, they're balling out, dude. Like they're adding shit every year, dude. It's fucking huge.
Yeah, we went up there last year.
It's also cost an arm and a leg to get in. So.
Yeah, we were supposed to have our family fucking pictures taken there, and it was not a day for family pictures.
Why?
Because it was overcast. It was cold as fuck. It was windy as fuck.
Did you guys just walk
packed
in?
As fuck.
Did you have to pay somebody, or did you just walk in with a photographer?
No, we just brought our own camera.
Ah, that's dope. That's smart. Cheap fuck.
Yeah. That is smart as fuck, but cheap.
Yeah. It's got like $1,000 camera. Why would we not?
Yeah, right? That makes sense. They, where was that? In Kearney?
Let's go to a park.
Hey, yeah, let's go to this cool ass pumpkin patch. Let the kids play with all these animals and probably fall off a jungle gym and then drink some cider. Or pickled okra at the foot.
What the fuck? What
was up with hillbillies and pickling everything? Ow.
Wow. All right.
Fucking posties sending us shit about Robert Maxwell. Ghislaine Maxwell's dead. Her sisters are really big in the fashion industry, aren't they? They own some modeling company, I think.
He said Epstein was an intelligence asset shielded by the Justice Department. Spycraft techniques such as honey trapping are used to acquire information or influence over individuals.
Yeah, we talked about that a lot. Honey pots.
Lover spy. Yeah. The spy who shagged me.
I want to let me go up. Hold on.
Okay, so he...
He said Ghislaine Maxwell's father was known... A known Soviet agent and had ties to Israel. Multiple Israeli heads, of intelligence and the Israel prime minister attended his funeral. Side note, Robert Maxwell had stolen hundreds of millions from company pension funds. The money was replaced after his death by the British government. Multiple banks, including Goldman Sachs.
So do you think it's... It was all a cover-up? The Epstein was an agent? FBI agent? CIA agent?
I'm sure he was working for somebody. Who that is, I don't know. I mean, but that was his job, right? To...
Procure blackmail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He did a fucking very fantastic job.
Evidently.
But do you think he worked for one of these three-letter companies?
No, I don't think...
Or do you think he was just a sick psychopath?
I think there was some... I guarantee from these alphabet agencies, there were certain individuals that worked for them that were involved in this.
Oh, do I believe... Government agencies.
Government agencies. Okay.
Do I believe whole they were involved? I don't know. I'm 50-50 on that. It wouldn't surprise me. But then at the same time, like you said, there's good people in those agencies as well. So I have a hard time believing that
it was... Well, they don't have to have everybody in
the agency. They're not privy to that information. Right. Yeah.
It's only the people in key positions.
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. I mean, it's up in the air.
But then it's like they're working for somebody else. They're fronting for the CIA, but really... They get their orders from somewhere else.
We're too busy worried about COVID, so we don't really care. You know?
Man, Post is MIA right now.
Yeah. What do you think? So you think Ghislaine Maxwell, you think she's just going to end up body bag?
Dude, it's hard telling at this point. We haven't heard nothing from her.
She was selling off all her assets. That's the last thing we've seen.
They released the transcripts from her discovery hearing. Before that, they had only released one picture of her, and then they released another picture of her. She looked like absolute ass, and then they announced that she's selling her French house to pay her lawyer fees.
It's like
we're not getting anything as far as the Epstein case.
Yahoo News cracks me up with their fucking shit. This is the shit that's important for your fucking MSN fucking bullshit out there to you fucks that...
Oh, you YouTube researchers.
This is the shit they're putting out. Inside the Brooklyn jail holding Ghislaine Maxwell and R. Kelly where the toilets don't work. Yeah, because that's totally important. Jesus Christ, man. What is wrong with these fucking...
When I know these privatized prisons.
Actually, right, I do here. Know what's wrong. Most of these fucking journalists come out of these fucking liberal fucking colleges. They never have... They hardly go through any type... Well, I can say all of them because I'm sure some of them go through struggle. But they're in a bubble. Mm-hmm. They're never previewed to actual life. And they come out with these fucking weird looks on just weird top. Like, this weird is important outlooks. To you?
Yeah.
This is what's important to you? Are you running out of shit to talk about?
Yeah, this is what we should be talking about. And a judge says run by morons.
Well, yeah, I mean, fuck. And you need to make a story about that.
This is the same jail that Epstein killed himself in, right?
The Brooklyn jail?
Oh, no, he was in Manhattan. Is Brooklyn in Manhattan? No.
I don't know.
I don't know how.
When it gets up in the East Coast, I don't know.
Bunch of goofy-ass Yankees.
I didn't say that.
I said that. You goofy-ass motherfucker.
Fucking terrifying is what it is.
Yeah.
Because it looks like it's just all fucking smoke and mirrors.
See,
we haven't heard shit about her. We've had one picture. Is that what you said? One picture?
Like two pictures.
The facility has been plagued by years of scandal.
But see, now this is... Another
thing. He was in that same jail. The most high-profile blunder being the suicide of accused pedophile financier Jeffrey Epstein in 2019.
Yeah. This is probably an Illuminati prison.
But across the East River, Epstein's former girlfriend Maxwell has been faring... Hold on. Oh, no, you're right, Justin. He was in the federal jail in Manhattan. Okay. Oh, you're telling me... Federal jails are having scandals? No. The feds never have scandals.
Cameras just don't go out, right?
Yeah.
Security guards just disappear at the right time.
Fall asleep. And
yeah.
They put him in jail with the biggest dude there who's the next cop who will probably do anything to have.
I want to hear more about that story. I heard that dude was wild. Like, killed some people and shit. And
I mean, he was jacked.
Yeah, he was, yeah.
And how do you stay that jacked in prison? I don't know.
From Wes Watson's education on that, I mean, they just eat these fucking protein fucking, don't they sell like, what was it, Justin, like protein shit in there?
No, they eat a lot of carbs.
Yeah, but they also have like, he said you can buy like these protein things, like you can get shit like
yeah,
you get
commissary
yeah. And people send you some stuff.
But yeah. And and then it's all like body weight exercises basically. And they're doing like high reps, like hundreds.
Right. Military style.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just getting jacked. I mean, you ain't got shit to do all day. Fuck. They're probably working out once or twice a day, you know, probably twice.
Yeah. If not more, you know, shit. Especially just body weight stuff. Jumping jacks, push ups, sit ups.
88.
What is that? Oh, that's the racist people aren't there. That's
a Nazi shit.
What would I do if I went to jail?
You'd be with the Mexicans, bro.
You think so?
Yeah, you would.
I mean, I know, yeah, because, I mean,
unless you know, they have their fucking the white boys,
you know, but.
You start embarrassing the Mexicans, and then you.
I'd pull my bandana.
Send me over to the whites.
As soon as I walked out in the yard, I'd pull my bandana down just a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Just right over the eyebrows. Just right over.
No, immediately when I go in, I'm just going to be like, what up, Holmes?
Yeah, exactly.
Be like, put me with the S's.
Yo, fuck these gringos, fool.
Yeah, yeah, that's about right, actually.
But like, aren't you half gringo, fool? You look gringo as fuck.
Nah, fool, nah.
That's okay.
Like, but in the inside, I'm brown.
No, no quiero.
Turn my blue eyes brown.
Yo, I eat Taco Bell once a week, fool.
That's wow, what an ass. Taco Bell does sound good. I am running off of no food right now. So I'm, and then I drink that energy drink, and I'm a little wiry.
That's never good, my guy.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. That is never good.
I might
good.
Have to stop you. Hopefully you got some bread.
Yeah.
Right now, maybe, you know, fucking getting a little.
Yeah, then, dude, my stomach is like actually starting to hurt. I'm so hungry.
All right, let's pause. All right, so what else has been going out there in the world, man?
I don't know. I'm just looking at this summarization of VAERS reports.
Yeah.
Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. This is what comes from the doctors and all that shit. They have to report these. So far, we've got 701,559 adverse events, 60,741 hospitalizations, 80,393 urgent care visits, 6,637 heart attacks, 5,765 myocarditis. I don't know what that is.
That's the heart inflammation
okay.
that the vaccine was supposedly giving.
1,862 miscarriages. There's been 19,210 people that have been disabled because of it. And 14,925 deaths.
What is this from?
This is a VAERS report.
Okay.
Allegedly.
And this is in the nation?
I'm not sure. I'm just scrolling Reddit.
Yeah. Oh, come on, man. What the fuck? Sorry,
people. What? Just fucking go to their website. We'll see. This is what is going around. Let's see if it's true. Because it seems like a bunch of fucking idiots are posting on this subreddit.
I think one thing's fucking pretty evident is that these companies are definitely trying to hide shit from it, right? Pay other marketing tools and tricks to make it seem like it's the greatest thing.
What companies?
Any of them. Pfizer, Moderna. Yeah.
I mean, do we ever figure out if they can be held accountable for any side effects?
I don't believe so. I think it's in law that they can't.
Well, no, we went over this.
What did we go over?
We went over they have it's a government that basically holds these tribunals for specifically for the pharmaceutical companies, and it's overseen by the special masters. Do you remember that conversation?
I think.
Yeah. So there's a 75 cent tax on every dose that is administered. A 75 cent tax that goes into a special account where if there is something that gets brought up against the pharmaceutical companies for, you know, medicine or vaccine specifically in this case, it just basically goes to an arbitrator that's a part of the federal appeals court. The federal appeals judges appoint special masters that they oversee these cases. And then depending on the current scientific consensus is how they rule. So if it goes, okay, this what happened to you is backed by science. Here's your settlement. And it comes out of that special fund that 75 cents goes towards.
Okay. So just more of our money being taxed.
You can't get a lawyer and then sue the pharmaceutical company. You have to go through the federal court.
And who are they going to side with? Yeah, who are they going to side with?
Hey, want to hand me those crackers?
I mean, where are all those lobbyists at, right?
What? And, well, that's where lobbyists come in, too. I know somebody. I know somebody that worked at a medical clinic, and they had lunch bought for them.
Oh, by the company that's trying to get them to use their drugs, exactly. Probably? Yeah.
Pharmaceutical reps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We make private donations to colleges.
She only had to take hospitals. Her lunch like once a week because each day they were having lunch bought for them by a different
provider. Yep. And that happens all the time.
Everywhere. Everywhere.
And it's for everything.
Now, also, with all these, if COVID's so fucking bad, we've had 2 years to prepare. Why are we not hiring more people? Why are we not expanding hospitals? Why are we not doing any of that? Oh, well, maybe it's because whenever COVID started taking off, the National Guard had pop-up hospitals. And there was photos of them in the height of COVID being completely fucking empty.
Yep. That is too true.
Like in football stadiums, they had stadiums turn into pop-up hospitals, essentially, or whatever the term used. And they're empty.
I mean,
all footed for by the tax slave.
Well, and now there's a $3.5 trillion infrastructure bill trying to go through.
Did it?
It has not went through as of right now, as the 18th or 19th of September.
Has anybody looked into that?
But then they also won't be back in session until tomorrow. They've been gone for 2 weeks.
Wow.
And then Pelosi basically said she doesn't think it's going to go through by the 29th because there's another $1.5 trillion bill that they're trying to make through. So they're trying to clump those together. Essentially trying to clump those bitches together.
Yeah.
And that has workarounds and all kinds of other dumb shit that doesn't make any sense.
Hey, did you see what website you're on?
WeForum.org.
World Economic Forum.
Yep, makes sense.
Cyber Polygon.
The
Great Reset.
The U.S. Senate passed the $1 trillion Infrastructure Investment and Job Acts.
And you would think that this would create more jobs, right?
What date was that?
The historic bill promises vital investment in areas from roads, bridges, and trains to broadband access and clean drinking water.
I don't believe you.
And it sounds like that would create more jobs, right? But they just came out with a report that said over the next 10 years, this bill is actually going to create 300,000 less jobs.
The infrastructure bill.
Yep.
Yeah. No, that doesn't surprise me.
Especially with automation and stuff like that happening.
Dude, there's a fuck ton of jobs out here.
Inflation surging way past what were you being paid.
Well, that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to raise the debt ceiling.
Yeah.
And at the same time, trying to raise the debt floor so they can...
They're just moving everything.
Exactly. So they're going to try and get more money, as in 3.5 more trillion, raise that debt floor, and then raise our debt ceiling, which we're at what?
So that'll put us at $35 trillion in the hole.
Does it matter at this point, though?
No. That's our point, folks. If you haven't been paying attention, if this is your first time listening to P3, welcome. We love you. This is Justin. We got Gabe here. Got David.
Purple Pill Phenomenon.
Purple Pill Phenomenon, P3. Make sure you like, share, subscribe.
Yeah. If you're the gas station dude down the street that I told to come listen, that was me.
Appreciate it. If you're any of those CEOs that heard about us from the neighborhood band.
Yeah.
What's up?
Neighborhood HOA fucking gathering.
A bunch of commies.
I think so.
Bunch of fucking.
Yeah.
Nah.
Anyways.
I can't believe they did say that. My brother did say that the HOA was invented to keep black people out of fucking neighborhoods. Let's look that up.
That really honestly doesn't surprise me.
So wait, okay. To summarize, they are still working on passing the $3.5 trillion bill, but they already passed another $1 trillion.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
And there's another $1.5 trillion bill that they're trying to clump together with that 3.5.
Dude, what is up with Democrats just spending other people's money?
Yep.
Well, the government. I don't want to sound like one of those people. What's up with the government just being willing to spend everybody else's fucking money that they've taken at the threat of violence?
If you had an open checkbook, would you be caring about how much you're spending?
Hey, two words. Two words. Strippers, cocaine.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be a scandal.
In either order.
Both at the same time.
Same time. On your ass cheeks there, Gabe.
Same time. God Emperor Justin, 2024.
If you're wondering how these often irksome and overreaching organizations became so ubiquitous.
Ambiguous?
Yeah. Ubiquitous?
What?
Ubiquitous? I don't know.
You were right the first time.
Your answer is found in the height of the segregation and redlining during and predating the civil rights movement of the 1960s.
Sounds like commie propaganda to me, bud. No, but what are we talking about?
HOA.
Redlining refers to the practice of systematically keeping a race or ethnic group out of a certain neighborhood and developments. Racism is more often the cause, but even right here in New York, there were infamous gentlemen's agreements for certain real estate developers not to rent to Jews or sell property to them, even if they had better financial solutions than other potential buyers.
And that goes with, you know, obviously in this case in Brooklyn, Jews.
Yeah.
But and it's been all over the country, or at least through the South, with black people.
Well, and with other races as well.
But Muslim at the same races. Time, if they have the power to do that, they have the power to exclude anybody they want. It doesn't matter. Oh, you don't have the look we're looking for to have in this neighborhood.
Man, if they would have had government back then, fucking racism would have never existed.
Yeah, thank God for the Democrats.
Yeah.
And their noble cause.
If they were around, that shit would have never fucking happened.
No, that's how that works.
Hey,
were they around, Justin?
Hey, you know, I wish we had representation at the Gala Ball. Oh, wait, we do. That sweet baby angel, AOC.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Tax the rich.
What Ooh. A beautiful dress.
Mm-hmm. So beautiful.
Ridiculous. She's a lady.
Your taxpayer dollars went to that dress, probably.
Whoa, she's a lady.
Or you think that was a gift?
There's like 10 seconds.
That is definitely a gift. I hear it's an ethics issue.
Wow.
Hey, she's so kind. She brought an immigrant from another country with her. I think she was from Alberta or something like that.
Basically American.
A nice American.
Whoa.
That's all Canadians
thank you,
are.
Thank you. Please. Thank you.
Even, dude, my girl, she works at home on the telephone. And it's hilarious because she tells me all these like calls she has with Canadian people because we love Letterkenny. And
shout out to Letterkenny.
Even the bad Canadian calls are so fucking hilarious because they're like nicely having an attitude.
Just give your balls a tug.
Tit fucker.
Figure it out.
Look at this. If it'll load.
Nobody threatens them. Loading. Just a Canadian goose.
Oh, fuck you, Shorzy.
Angel.
AOC's tax the rich dress designer accused of owning thousands in unpaid taxes and refusing to pay interns.
No. Yahoo News. No. But he's doing better, more important work, like AOC's dress. He's okay. He doesn't have to pay taxes because he aligns himself with our political made-up dog shit.
You know, Google just got in trouble for that, actually. For basically the same thing, not paying hundreds of thousands of employees.
Well, why, though? But she wrote Tax the Rich on her dress.
Panama.
That didn't work?
You know, you would think...
Panama.
Yeah.
You would think, honestly, that big of a protest, you hanging out taking pictures with all these people, you would think that would be, you know...
They're so brazen and it's so out in the open and they don't give a fuck. We're watching what's the fucking shit? What's the shit?
What do you think?
With Jennifer Lawrence. What's that movie with Jennifer Lawrence? Catching Fire. The big one where it's like a dystopian society with the districts. Come on, I can't even fucking think of it. You know what I'm
sorry.
Hunger Games.
Yeah, Hunger Games.
Hunger Games.
Mockingbird was one of the movies, right?
And then you look at the Gala Ball and all the outfits people were wearing, it looks like the fucking Hunger Games. You goofy fucks.
It does.
You goofy fucks. Kim and Kanye, you goofy fucks.
Yeah, didn't she wear like something that covered her whole body?
Yeah, so did Kanye. All black. Fucking black sock on their face.
Aren't we upset about people in the Middle East that have to wear that shit?
Bro.
Isn't that like kind of like a...
But it's the same. Objectively, it's the same thing. Some
sort of like discriminating women.
And they leave
that's how
you
I feel about
in
it.
This limbo of hypocrisy. And therefore, nothing you do fucking makes sense ultimately. That's the Matrix. Spinning your wheels like a gerbil.
I do get their side of them saying that, hey, at least she went to the place where she was talking, like to the people she was talking about. But literally, this makes no difference.
She's a fucking idiot.
It's just like they say peaceful protest works. Does it?
Does it? Gabriel, we got an argument about this before we recorded.
Yeah, I felt like BLM got fucking way more fucking shit pushed when they started burning shit down than fucking people who sit on a sidewalk.
Did they though?
Did they though? Crisscross applesauce formation.
As somebody who formerly supported all that shit, did they though?
I know.
Supported what?
The rioting and the protesting and shit.
I don't know.
They didn't accomplish anything. What they did is they allowed the erosion to come that much easier because they set the stage for more political intervention, for more political controlled chaos. Because ultimately they were just pawns. And not to mention, it only made the people who owned the Black Lives Matter Foundation or organization, not the actual movement. We're talking about capital B, not little b. Capital B made a fuck ton of money and they profited off of essentially the people, not just black people, but the people's oppression. It's just their oppression looks different than everybody else's oppression.
We're all oppressed. Wasn't that whole BLM shit like, wasn't it being funded by the Democrats or the money that was being donated was going into the
We can go on with fishy shit with all these BLM protests.
Yeah, there was like top BLM officials getting caught dumping money into fucking real estate and shit.
Yep.
Why do good things end up turning bad?
Because those good things are ultimately just stepping stones.
To create somebody rich?
Well, no. People getting rich is a side effect. It's a side quest. It's getting rich. When we're talking at the levels.
AOC's designer's kind of hot.
She's banging.
Yeah, dude. I think AOC's kind of hot, too.
Yeah, she is kind of hot. I give her that. Mm. I just don't like how mean she is. She just looks mean. Like, look at that picture right there.
See, the thing is, she's real bossy. I bet she likes to get smacked whenever.
Nah, dude. She's definitely pagan. She's pagan.
Yo, you think she's pagan?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Her man?
Yeah.
Definitely, right?
He's not a man, though.
Yeah. When you start finding these people, they're into freaky, weird shit, man.
Some weird shit.
And this is coming from a dude who's a freak.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, but...
One and the same, I'm telling
you. You start putting strap-ons on and trying to stick it in my fucking whispering eye. Hell no, I'm good with that.
Yeah, pussy.
Don't be scared, baby.
Oh, yeah, whispering eye is a vagina. My bad.
Yeah. No, back to your point, Justin, you are right in the fact of the erosion happening of our civil liberties and stuff like that. And that the protests, given a lot of these
expedited
people...
Expedited that process.
It did. But given a lot of these people were... thinking that maybe this will change something, maybe this will help. But at the same time, those mass protests all over the world in 2019, mm-hmm. mass protests, all those stopped. We go to a full-on totalitarian style, communist style lifestyle where this pandemic takes over everything. The riots stop. We have an instance that happened, a bad one, with the whole George Floyd thing. And it's okay that these people riot. It's okay that these people protest. It's okay that all
what do you
these,
mean,
people,
these people,
the ironies,
these people that are out here protesting.
I'm just fucking with you. No, that's how somebody would shut down the conversation.
Whoa. What the fuck do you mean, those people?
Those people.
Well, I don't
they
know.
They literally just looked past everything you just said and just like.
I would say black people, but there's mostly white kids out here.
Privileged white kids.
Yeah. And I go to Berkeley. I know I'm oppressed.
You remember when you would see like black business owners out there with AR-15s, like just looking at these motherfuckers like, can you leave me the fuck alone? Can you leave our businesses alone, please?
What were you saying, D?
We're helping you.
I totally just cut you off. I didn't wait. Expediting the process. Illuminati, lizards at the top. That's where he's going with it.
No, he's not.
I don't think that's where I was going with it.
Yeah. If you keep going with it, it eventually gets there, though.
It will definitely end up there. That's where I always end up.
But now,
unfortunately,
all this shit where agent provocateurs, We talked about it with Post. Yeah. Guys walking around, being filmed by these protesters and getting called out, you know, cops at these protests doing fucked up shit, breaking windows, lighting fires, leaving pallets, brick pallets out in the middle of the street, cops shooting flashbangs. They land in a pile of trash next to the library. Library catches on fire. The news reports that protesters and rioters burned down the library.
Depending on what news source you're looking at.
Yeah.
But then it's clearly cops.
But yeah.
Or
50-50 probably.
People in
yeah.
cop uniforms.
I'm sure. I guarantee there was a lot of people now, out are there starting fires.
And yeah. Some yeah. dumbass fucking kids breaking windows out. Yeah.
Yeah. You can see those videos too.
I'll talk about dumbass kids, dude. Over fucking Mexican Independence Day. I think it was like on the 16th or some shit. They had like a big parade, right? Downtown. And there's a fucking video of a dude, you know, that stupid fucking burnout fucking donut shit, slideshows. This dude tries to fucking do it in the middle of a fucking four-way.
In a fucking Cadillac?
Yeah.
Oh, my. Bitch. How do you do that?
Flies. Smacks the ground. Walks away. And the caption's like, she walks away saying, I'm never going to these events again. Like, I'm never doing this shit.
It smashes like right into a pole. Dude, yeah, it's fucking
insane. Like Cadillac?
Dude. It's hilarious.
Yeah,
dude.
Dude couldn't do a donut. Up? It's fucking ridiculous.
I gotta see it.
I'm like, dude, he wasn't doing a donut in the first place. Hey, right?
Why is AOC's titties your top search?
Because I was trying to see your titties.
Actually, you know what? I kind of want to see your titties.
Hey, NSFW, right?
We need to have more girls call into the show.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Or a girl co-host of some sort.
Yeah, seriously.
That'd be nice. A nice switch up.
Mm-hmm. Ladies, let us know. Seriously.
But we keep the door shut in a closed room, so if you're going to clear it out, don't come.
Okay, do come.
I used to work on a fishing boat. It's fine.
Is that? Never mind. Go ahead.
I don't know. I seen it on Facebook. I thought it was fucking hilarious. Hold on. I know where it's at.
No, you don't. You're bullshitting. All right.
Look, here it is.
Dude, watch this. This shit is too fucking funny.
Oh, I can't.
He's not even doing donuts.
What is this?
He's trying to do donuts. And then
this is it, and
right into a pole. Whoa. Look at that girl!
Fuck that bitch up, dude!
You dumb motherfucker! Who is that?
Dude, launch that chick in the air, poor girl.
I'm sure somebody tagged him in the comments.
Look,
this dude sucks.
Jesus Christ!
Did she jump and it that just
look at her? Look at her! She's right there. That poor girl.
One more time. I really want to know. Cause did she jump?
No, she didn't jump. Yeah, the car made her jump. Look. Boom.
Fucking idiot.
I can't tell.
You didn't see her land on her face?
I seen her land on her face. My
look,
God.
Look.
Where'd she get hit, though?
Boom. See, look, she flies. She got hit in the leg.
I think she did jump.
No, she did. She jumped and landed on her face?
No, she jumped.
And I don't even know where she's
It projects her.
From.
It projects look, her after she look. Jumps.
She's right there. She didn't jump at all. She didn't jump at all.
It just hits her.
Look, he hits the pole and hits her at the same time. She just flies and does a backflip.
I was hoping that she, you know.
Jesus Christ.
I was hoping she did a little jump and then it pushed. And I mean, the girl got right up, my guy. It
says
like
it Shorty did a front flip and got up like I would never participate on these Mexican events again.
That's fucking awesome.
That's fucking hilarious.
No, I really did, though. I was hoping that she jumped and it. You know, just projectile her up type of thing. Because she didn't get smashed between the pole.
No, she didn't.
That's what I'm saying.
It hit her and she flipped in the air. Dude, she didn't just, jump.
The right physics at the right time.
Look, he fucked his shit up, dude.
Oh, he ruined that car.
Yeah.
And people are just
hopping on it and jumping around.
If it would have been 1 inch either direction, it totally could have ruined that girl's life.
Fucking dumb, dude.
You know what I mean?
People
honestly.
People are dumb, dude. Like, these kids. And I know I sound old saying this shit. Like, all these fucking kids nowadays. I know we did dumb shit when we were younger, too. So, I get it. But, damn, dude. We didn't have the internet to organize events like this. I tell you that.
Yo.
That's the thing, though, is with the internet right now, you can organize an event in 5 seconds, dude. You can have hundreds of people there.
There was kids getting in. There's a movie made about it.
Holy shit.
What's that movie they made about the party the kid had in Texas?
Do you remember that? Project X.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and blame California for this sideshow bullshit or slide, whatever the fuck it's called.
How easy is it to send out a mass text over Facebook?
Yeah.
Or Twitter, Instagram?
Yep.
I know people, honestly,
get everybody on board. Hey, meet here. Boom.
And they'll go on and they'll say, you know, you can go to Chicks in a 50-mile radius and you can go through and do click all of them.
Yep.
That's how these people be doing it.
Power technology. Power. Good and evil.
It's a tool, my guy. We got to use it as such.
Yeah, use it wisely. Yeah, you can drive a car to work or you can drive it through a crowd full of people.
Same thing with a gun, my guy.
Yep. You can defend someone's life or your life, or you can fucking kill innocent people.
You know how it be. And sometimes it be like that. I don't know. I don't know why people see it the other way around. I really don't. With that one, personally. I know things aren't always black and white. And there are such cases where some people should not own guns. I get that.
Yeah, crazy fucking people.
You know, but banning guns is not going to stop crazy people from getting guns.
But even if, I mean, even if those people can still obtain guns even with laws.
That's what I'm saying.
So, it doesn't matter. What you should do is make sure you have one. So that way, if that threat comes, you can eliminate that
threat. Protect yourself. Yeah. Protect your loved ones.
And a majority of these people aren't going to go into a room full of people on that same mission, you know, that. AI gun, you know, they're looking more for people who are unarmed.
Innocent people in innocent places.
Yeah. Did you guys see that the first Afghan refugees have arrived in Kansas City?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Mayor Quentin Lewis tweeted, "Proud of the city for welcoming all people and announcing the family's arrival this week." He said they represented the first 550 Afghan refugees who will arrive in Kansas City.
My biggest quarrel about the whole thing
is
that there is 7 billion people on this planet. There's 365 million people here in the United States, right?
Yeah, somewhere around that. I think it's like 330, 350, somewhere around there.
So, what makes these few people so special? Is it just because of the narrative of leaving?
And then I hear, you know, I've got buddies that work in construction businesses, and I hear they're already proposing plans for like huge Section 8 homes and shit right now. Like,
With the millions
of dollars worth of fucking homes right now they're going to build. And, you know, these people that come from these poor places, they're going to be like, fuck yeah, dude. It's like living in fucking paradise, you know? And it's, you know, either free or really at real low cost. They're not going to complain. You know,
there is sections in the bill that I was talking about earlier.
Business, not about helping.
It's that
about
says business. That they will give these immigrants money. They will give them opportunities and stuff.
Yeah.
The whole not having to be vaccinated.
Yeah.
This is what type of world are we
I'm sure they'll vaccinate them, but, you know.
I mean,
and they're like, hell yeah, bro. Free home. I would hope so. Fucking shoot that shit.
They didn't do it to the immigrants at the southern border.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how that works. Maybe they do in some areas. Maybe they didn't in some. You know, it's that gray area, you know. My whole point is it's never about helping. There's always some type of selfish reason on why they're doing this. It's because it's going to generate millions of dollars for them off of our taxpayer dollars, which I'm all for helping.
Well, we were just talking as earlier long as it's about optional. Mayor Lucas is like an underboss.
Yeah, and I don't...
It's a fucking mafia, bro.
And these fucking idiots that are handing out these contracting jobs to these companies know what the fuck they're doing and not just going, how much is it going to cost?
Well, absolutely.
Oh, 10 times the amount that it would be?
Everything's an estimate.
Cause easy.
Fuck it. easy money.
The politicians and the people who own the businesses are at each other's fucking houses.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Having dinners, yeah.
We know this for an ultimate fact.
Yeah, there's plenty of times you can see where these politicians get caught up and nothing happens to them. They're giving out jobs to their friends that own these businesses.
Oh, that's cronyism.
Yeah.
Favors. Yes.
Yeah, that is the everyone's definition favorite thing. Of cronyism.
I hate capitalism. I hate capitalism.
That's not capitalism. It's not. You can't even call it crony capitalism. It's just cronyism.
Well, it's fucking wrong. You know,
it is wrong. Yeah.
Yeah. You have people fucking, but basically, you know, it's like a, like you said, it's a club and you're not in it.
Isn't that kind of the same thing? I mean, we all kind of do it. We're going to help our friends out.
Yeah. Lower level tier people do it too. They have, I see all the time, like, networking meetings that you can pay to get into. Fucking Jocko was just here in Kansas City. He was at one of those events. Did you see that? I sent you guys a thing on that. Yeah, it's like a marketing, networking, motivational meeting. You pay $450 for a ticket and you get to go there and basically like-minded people like you, and you fucking work.
You're going to try and get.
So what do you think these guys that wear suits and ties up in the government are fucking doing?
It's called lobbying.
It's called country clubs.
It's lobbying.
And we're okay with that.
It's a country club, bro. It's Mar-a-Lago.
Do you have the stock market feeding off of the government?
Why do you think these motherfuckers love golf?
Off the Fed. The Fed feeding off the Wall Street.
More business deals happen on the green, they say, than fucking anywhere.
Yeah. Well, absolutely. We had a good afternoon. You weren't mad at the back six. You know what I mean? You're fine.
Guess who's in a lot of the same golfing pictures?
But now, it's frisbee golf.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never played golf.
No, libertarians are playing frisbee golf. Yeah.
No, they're playing fucking sandbags or whatever they call it.
Why do you hate the Libertarian Party so much?
Huh?
Why do you hate the Libertarian Party so much?
Because they're feeding into the system.
But they want to change the
system. No, that's not how the system works, though.
How does it work?
Either you toe the party line or you don't get in at all.
You don't think they have a chance at all?
No, they control every facet of
the red system. And blue, you mean?
Red and blue. Well, no, because you could say red and blue, but red and blue is ultimately just a face.
They're the same thing, the one and the same.
True. Yeah. What do they call it? Republicans.
Now, what is it in the book, The New World Order? It says in the book that they're going to implement a third party. But that third party's still under their control. Not to mention, libertarians only get 1% of the votes. We talked about this last week.
Yep.
So, yeah, keep making a fucking difference. Spike Cohen, you're funny as fuck on Facebook, but dude, you're pissing in the wind when it comes to politics. I don't agree, as a guy who used to be all hippie and like spiritual and shit, like, oh, you know, peaceful protest, blah.
I don't think he's for a peaceful protest, is he?
I don't know, but I think I was getting ahead of myself. To come back to what you were talking about earlier, or whatever.
I think it's
peaceful
a good
protesting
thing.
Ain't fucking gonna do nothing.
I think it's no. a. I think
you
it's
gotta
a good
speak
thing,
their
though.
Language, and they only know one language.
I mean, people have to do something, though.
Well, yeah, sure.
They have to do something.
At the end of the day,
it involves something that we don't want to say on here because we don't want to get labeled as fucking extremists or terrorists.
Aloha.
Kuna Matata.
Igloo. Palm trees.
You have to bleep that out.
Yikes. No,
what?
But seriously.
Because we're describing
Hawaii.
Hawaii.
With
igloos in Hawaii?
It's American.
It's a sand.
What are you talking
about?
It's
a sand glue.
What were we talking about?
I don't know.
What?
No, but seriously, what? I think peaceful protest. I think all these people are trying. Okay, I get it.
How much peaceful protest get Australia anywhere? Did it?
I don't know. Did it?
Well, they just ran.
What do they say
the
that Australia is? Basically, Australia is like the.
Britain's worst.
Like the experiment before it tends to go worldwide. Like,
yeah. Sorry.
Did you see what happened to them the other day? They fucking ran through a barricade.
Yeah,
a police barricade.
Shit.
Yeah. That worked.
That seemed to work, actually.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. There was
a bunch
of
fucking
people.
Eight cops to the hospital fucking fucked them up.
Listen.
Damn.
They only speak one language.
People only get hurt when you're in the people's way.
Okay,
so maybe get out the way.
But also, that's only a fraction of people.
Yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying? So what if it has to be all of us, right?
Yeah.
But
yeah, we've said that many times.
All of us.
Yeah.
So how do we do this in a manner that isn't abrasive, I guess, but at the same time gets our point across? What do we go stand on the highway so the other working class people can't get to work? I don't think so either. No.
Run those people over.
So yeah. What? Do we march on the Capitol? I mean, do you do that?
I think it'll just get you so far. I mean, it has, that has created changes.
No, I'm answering your question. I mean, you want to talk about
the Martin Luther King
days? Not on a hot mic. If hypothetically...
Why are you shaking your head yes?
I'm not. Don't cut my dog. What? now, hypothetically, if everybody marched on their state capitol and, you know, in D.C.
It demanded change?
We would see change very fucking quickly.
Oh, yeah. The ants
exactly.
Fighting the grasshoppers.
Exactly. Hypothetically, we're actually just we're summarizing the plot to A Bug's Life. So if the ants
took the
fight to the grasshoppers.
Yeah, but you do that and then
they win.
They just basically put up a border wall around the capitals.
Oh, hey.
That's what they're doing in Washington
right now. Yeah, it's a cute ass fence.
Okay, but these huge businesses and shit like that, does it start with those, especially with the social media businesses, those monopolies?
But those are controlled by the same people.
Well, that's the gray area, right? Are these those media businesses like Facebook and all them, are they privatized or are they working with government?
They're on the same green as the politicians. They're hitting the same fucking balls.
Is there cronyism happening there?
They're in the same networking groups.
So is there any chance that we're ever going to be able to, even if all of us decide, would there even be able to a chance?
If you got every American, well, not every American, just over a very large amount to actually go and demand change, yeah, there would be change.
I know what you're getting at.
Or now, would it be
people just
the
hold on, let him explain what?
Or would it be Hunger Games? Would it be
districts?
Well, not necessarily that, but the police Nation come states? In. The army comes in.
Yeah,
and then we're separating National people. Guard, yeah. We're so. Would that happen?
You know, we see it when BLM was trying to.
But protest. We need every American though. We're talking about legitimately getting change done.
Yeah, but it would be violent. Naturally, just because there's going to be people in the way.
So it has to
be National Guard and cops.
Even though we know that the smartest people in the world are not the ones that are running the world.
Yeah.
It's not the Elon Musk. It's not the like true geniuses, like even ones that are unannounced.
Yeah.
Biologists, but they're not running the world.
We're doing it to ourselves. They're just putting ideas out there. They're throwing it out there. They have the platforms, they have the resources, they have the money. They're throwing it out
there.
That's
all they're doing.
Not, and then they're going, but they're going to do it themselves to each other. Right? But
they're not just throwing it out there.
What are they doing?
They are implementing it into our cultural lives, into our everyday lives.
Yeah.
Forcing it.
And through that manipulation is how they're doing that.
Yeah. Like right? The MKUltra never stopped. Yeah. They're doing it.
We're talking about actually causing real change. You don't think that
even our genes?
I don't know. I honestly don't know if violence at the end is the only way it would actual change would happen. But
well, maybe it would change it, but it doesn't necessarily mean it would be better. Because then, who knows?
That's true.
I tell Justin all the time: the system was to collapse, there's always that chance that something else is going to take its place.
Some type of power vacuum is going to happen.
Yeah, we see it in cartels and mafias
This is the issue we
tried to take over.
This is the issue that we talked about with Post, is because he had made the comment. And me and him agreed that anarchy isn't a viable solution with this current state of affairs. I compared it to alcoholism, because if you just stop cold turkey, you're probably going to die. Because he had referenced a prison riot where everybody started making demands and therefore it diminished the value of the riot because everybody wanted their own shit. So if everybody individually was like, well, I want this, and then everybody was doing that, you can't fucking please everybody. So therefore, fuck you. You're making way too many. We can't meet all these.
There would be fighting amongst even what we
want. Infighting, exactly. So all they do is stoke the flames with the infighting, and that's how come we keep in this cycle of shit. But now if we were all staying together, which would take a mass consciousness shift, let's just put it that way.
Now, on that same line, a mass conscious shift like that, would it have to start with a platform? Like a Facebook?
P3.
Like something that is like bigger than...
P3.
Something that can reach everybody. Something that can truly...
P3.
You...
We're worldwide,
is that
baby.
The only way? Is that that? Is that that shift in consciousness? Is that, yes, the integration with technology is how we are truly going to change. Don't let these people decide. We actually get the vote with using our technology.
So something that I think about is, you know, because I'll just sit there and just play these scenarios out and just see. Right, I'm like daydreaming almost, but what I envision is that if everybody just did your own shit, you're not hurting anybody. If you decide to remodel your house, you don't get the permits. Everybody's just civil disobedience, right? And they start locking people up and enforcing these bullshit arbitrary laws on people for doing nothing criminal, then it's going to further taint their image. And the more violence that they – this used to kind of be my old way of thinking with the whole peaceful protesting thing, is because if you're out there not hurting – you're not doing anything wrong, you're not fucking shit up, you're not hurting people, and they come at you with violence, it taints their image. It makes them that further bad look is just keep stacking on itself with them. It's like kind of what you're talking about. To get to that next consciousness shift, that's what's going to wake up more people, is if the violence is so on the surface and is so in your face to these otherwise peaceful people, that's what's going to radicalize everybody else.
But at the same time, different opinions, different ideologies,
right,
different religions,
but you're not going to win everybody over. It goes with the demands thing. Not everybody can have their demands. You want freedom or not? Okay, then just shut the fuck up and let's negotiate it.
Yeah, but
before human shit beings, gets carried out of the way, because we outnumber them fucking like 500 to 1.
Most human beings, you can't get them on that page. They're always going to critique something or think their way is right, and that's where
this is where the 3%.
Well, my opinion, they'll never change.
This is where the 3% comes in.
We'll just find something else to replace whatever we're upset about.
Yeah, but the 3%, yeah, not that I think they're fucking LARPing retards, but 3%ers, where that originally comes from is the American Revolution. It was said that only 3% of the populace of the colonies is what made up the American military, and the people who fought for our freedom was only 3% of the country. That's where that comes from. Now, there are a bunch of Republicans who are all talk for the most part, but that's just where it comes from.
So the unfortunate reality is we need a big brother.
What do you mean?
We need a government. We need...
Yeah, well, for a majority of people, they need someone to rely on. They can't do it themselves, but we can blame that on the way we raised how do I say that?
Yes.
For allowing
the way we were raised.
Yeah.
It wasn't necessarily because of our
parents.
And it
doesn't mean necessarily everybody, but it's like over time and time and time.
But it's society that's been engineered to be that way.
Weaker and weaker and weaker.
Exactly. Now that social engineering has been controlled damn near every step of the way.
Because imagine if you had to tell somebody you have to go hunt for your food now every day, or fucking build whatever the fuck you got to build on your property.
But we've already come this far.
You know, now it's just everything's so easy. Everything, we rely on people to do things for us. But and myself included.
The market's
living out
provide,
in a cabin
dude.
In the woods. Yeah. You know? I respect those people.
I do. Yeah. Absolutely.
I watch a lot of those people on YouTube that live out there and by themselves. Fucking crazy, but
I've watched Naked and Afraid. I get you. Yeah, yeah.
But even me, like, the reason why I'm saying that I don't think it'll ever work, that power vacuum, but also there was a time in my life where I wasn't seeing all this shit either, you know, because no one told me about this, like the way, like letting people live their lives, true freedom. You know, I've been that guy at times where I thought my way's right. They should be living this way and blah, 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 what they're doing. You know, it takes a lot of like reconditioning yourself to accept that people live different from you and that you live different from them, but let them, as long as they're not affecting you, but to try to get that, like that ego out of you is difficult.
Listen,
you know, especially when you're going to fucking public schools and they're not teaching you this shit, you know.
It's people overcomplicate the fuck out of it. And yeah, they think that, oh, you're preaching all this freedom shit. Like, that comes from that's like a defense mechanism, right? That's like cognitive dissonance. And they take it as you are going to tell them how they can live their life. That's not what the fuck anybody's saying when it comes to this freedomism. Okay? It's that you can choose to live in whatever society you want because there's like-minded people like you that they're going to congregate with each other.
As long as you're not hurting anybody.
You are free to go do that bullshit over there. Without me, I could agree, disagree, anything in between.
Yeah.
But that also means you can't do that to me either.
Weren't we upset when churches were doing this shit? Why is it okay if government does it? Weren't churches at one point running the show and going, hey, if you don't believe in God, you're basically...
Yeah, they're lighting people on fire on the fucking street.
So why in history do we realize that's wrong? Well, but when government says, hey, you can't do this, you could be possibly put in a fucking cell.
What if I told you the same people?
No. Our government was established by Freemasons.
Yeah.
So Freemasons is a religious cult
backed by crown-owned companies.
So, and that's all true. You can research that all the way back. Christopher Columbus, all the way, George Washington, all the way to founding fathers.
Like one of the shipping companies. It's like one of the oldest companies in the country. And so it's still owned by England.
I can't think of it.
I don't know.
But
it's like the British.
So
I fucking can't remember.
Because they're even talking about a government shutdown again.
Oh, are they?
And we've proven.
Oh, for the wintertime? I knew this shit was going to happen.
So we don't need a government, right?
Hold on. You said there's going to be another government shutdown, right?
That's one of their worries are.
You talking about shutdown for the nation? Or are you talking about shutdown for the government? Like they're going to go on their bullshit shutdowns that they do.
An actual government shutdown like it happened here recently.
They've done it a couple times.
To save money, right?
Yep.
Okay, so this is
proving. Are they getting paid during that shutdown?
This is proving there is no government working.
Because I know some people that work for government that were getting paid still while they were shut down.
Yes.
They get back pay.
Yes.
Depending on what department you're in, some get back pay, some get paid immediately.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So now, but they're not like working, right? They're just getting paid to sit at home.
Yeah.
So this is what I'm saying. There's no government working, and yet day-to-day life continues. Because these people don't have any direct influence on you. There's not an FBI agent, unless it's us, following every fucking step you take. Like, there's not a politician, they don't fucking know what goes on every day. They live in a bubble.
We know a place where people work from home and they're not always working.
Fuck no.
Yeah. So, just a little side note right here. Just came across my computer. Breaking news. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes has tested positive for being the baddest motherfucker on the planet. This is shared by the same fucking people that think that we're living in a pandemic and they're making jokes. This is how you know that this shit is not fucking serious right now.
Making TikTok videos.
Yeah, nurses shaking their ass, saying that they're being overworked.
When really, it's the hospitals are firing nurses and they're leaving because of all the bullshit.
Actually, I know we're hopping back and forth right now. I'm sorry. You know, this is what we do. But I do want to make a note on that. Are we having issues with hospitals right now because there's so many people going into these ICUs? Or is it a lack of staff and these hospitals in the last 18 months not taking care of their shit? What is it? We know you're making tons of fucking money.
Making tons of money.
These white lab coat fucks that come on TV talking about
we're going to protest. $13,000 COVID tests.
Yeah. It
death positive.
Yeah. And now, and I'm surprised these nurses, a lot of them are coming out and speaking about it, but you finally see your worth now. They're finally paying you fucking real money. These nurses do fucking 90% of the fucking work and they're getting paid bullshit.
Yep.
Now they're getting paid more because now they're in demand.
Yep.
It's like, yeah. And then that one nurse said, is it the fact of ICUs are fucking packed or is there no nurses to man the beds? You know,
I just seen a nurse came out and said that they're treating sick victims with ivermectin and putting unvaccinated people on.
We can't speak a horse paste.
Dewormer.
Yeah, dewormer.
Yeah, we can't speak of that.
Even though it won a Nobel Prize in 2015 for treating malaria in humans. And
there is for animals and humans.
And bacterial shit.
You so, stupid fucks.
Yeah.
Joe Rogan's just so dumb. Oh, yeah. The guy with the most successful podcast that makes hundreds of million dollars doesn't have fucking doctors who are smart as shit telling them this.
Hey.
Yeah, exactly. You're right.
Hey. Exactly. You're like.
Don't have any connections.
You're like, oh, the guys who talk about steroids don't know anything about horse and human drugs. Well, I do know that trenbolone is for bulls. And the human version for trenbolone is primobolone. So suck a dick. It's the same fucking drug. It's dosed differently.
He has politicians, CIA people on there, fucking doctors,
just scientists. Build up credibility, you know what I'm saying.
But Joe Rogan faked his PCR test.
Oh, yeah. That ivermectin didn't help.
Yeah. Oh, he never had COVID.
No.
You know how funny? I could say the same shit about your fucking people out here. Your people.
Oh, what do you mean? What do you mean your people?
Oh, your people. You know,
racist.
You know, it's real fucking disgusting.
I'm sorry. Let me use a different term. About you guys.
Assholes. Just say assholes.
You.
Yeah. People.
Guys.
No, but you know what's real fucking disgusting is the fact that people were hoping that dude died.
Yep.
People. Yeah. And you see people making fun of people that are unvaccinated
who
just so happen to have a different opinion.
It's fucking
and they want to be like, it's okay.
Look at this. I know my heart dropped when I seen this meme. Yeah, your heart dropped because he wasn't going to be able to play, not because he was going to die. It's like, fuck, man.
Your heart dropped because you got low T.
I bet you the NFL, they're probably using that. Hey, like, man, the Patriots are working behind the scenes to send over Michelle to so-and-so's room and make sure she positive for COVID. Yeah, send him over. That way he can't play this week.
Yeah.
Hey, make sure he gets a fucking test. You know, that's going to be used as a fucking tool, man.
Get that one Instagram bitch to give him the Rona.
Yeah, that way he can't play. We have a fighting chance. Good God.
We know they're getting mopped up by them OnlyFans bitches.
Yeah.
Instagram hoes. That's what I hear, at least. I don't know.
The most effective tyrannies hide under the mask of public safety. Good old Zuby. Shout out to Zuby, man.
In the words of Eric July, the ones you got to watch out for is a white liberal. So,
yeah, Malcolm X said that too.
Yep.
Malcolm X said that the white liberal was like a fox. Very sneaky.
Yeah.
And the Republican, white Republican was more of a, what was it, like a...
A wolf.
Wolf, yeah.
Where its presence is, yeah. It's
His
more
presence is known.
It's
yeah.
more they're more open about their intentions as to a fox. They're sly.
I'm sad that he compared it to a wolf because in my eyes, I thought the wolf was actually a good figure, but
wolf
to
pack.
Be a wolf. But apparently not. I mean, fucking, you know.
Yeah, it depends on how you.
I mean, because they're both bad.
Because really, it's just a metaphor.
Did you guys see that test done with mice?
I like to think I'm a lion.
Did you guys see that test done with mice? Have you seen that?
Which one?
Which one?
it was called...
Yeah, figured out.
Yeah, you're right. Mice are tested on all the time. That was kind of dumb of me to say.
The fuck, how many mice have been killed in the name of science, fool?
The Brett Weinstein by chance? Is that what you're talking about with the mice?
It was the behavioral one, like where they basically made it like a utopia for mice to live in, and they started seeing that women mice were becoming more crazier,
prostitutes,
and men were becoming more feminine, and
they'd bring him food and they'd fuck him.
This test right here, it was called the something 23.
Yeah, right. I'm thinking about a monkey experiment.
They were building mouse paradises and just showing basically how easy your life is doesn't always make it things better, you know?
Okay.
Kind of like that, you know, cake tastes good, but you can't eat a lot of it because you're going to fucking get fat and ugh, die, you know what I mean?
The diabetes.
Everybody's supposed to be walking around at 240, twisted steel and sex appeal.
I know that's right.
Where was it?
The Try Guys?
Universe 25. Yeah, that's what it was called.
Yeah, that sounds right.
It was something 25. Hold on, I'm going to look it up right now.
I think it was Universe 25.
Was it?
Yeah.
Let me see.
But these Try Guys show, it's like on some goofy female network. It's like a podcast or whatever. They all had their fucking testosterone tested, and they're super feminine and super beta. And they all had the guy with the highest test level, it was still less than an 80-year-old man.
They were
like hypogonadal, pussy, beta. Like, this is the lack of testosterone, what it does to you, and it feminizes you so much. Just like this McLaughlin or whatever the fuck, this transgendered MMA fighter that just won her fight. Have you seen that? She still has higher test levels being on hormone replacement therapy to become a woman. You know, she's basically taking estrogen.
Did they both sign away? She still
has higher... Yeah. Okay. She still has higher test levels than any of the women she's going to fight. Four times. I think she has like 40 something per deciliter.
I think they all should be juiced. Per deciliter.
Yeah.
I think they should be juiced to the gills, and let's see who the baddest motherfucker
all right. is. They said, here, I found the study.
WFC.
Nobody cares, bud. What are you talking about?
The WFC. Weirdo Fighting Championship. Ooh,
I like that. I like that. Go ahead and fucking stick my dick.
Yeah, dude.
Right in the tip.
Can all you transmissions just fight?
Dude, just kick me out.
Uh-oh. Aww. Uh-oh.
Poor guy.
That John sucks. B. Calhoun was the guy creating the series of experiments. So it was called Universe 25.
Now, isn't... Okay, didn't they introduce a bunch of drugs and...
I think that was a different experiment. Okay. You're talking about the morphine one when it gave the... Yeah. It isolated the rat from the other colony and gave it morphine it compared to when they put it in a more utopian
social
structure to where, and then they still presented the
they were morphine less likely to them. To take it.
Yeah, they were using it mildly compared to the isolated one.
Would explain why there's been so many drug overdoses since COVID.
Yeah.
Because our nature is, if we're isolated, we're going to be more depressed.
So this Universe 25, in this study, he took four breeding pairs of mice and placed them inside a utopia. The environment was designed to eliminate problems that would lead to mortality in the wild. They could access limitless food via 16 food hoppers, access via tunnels, which would feed up to 25 mice at a time, as well as water bottles just above. Nesting material was provided. The weather was kept at 68 degrees, which for those of you who aren't mice, is the perfect mouse temperature. The mice were chosen for their health, obtained from the National Institute of Health Breeding Colony. Extreme precautions were taken to stop any disease from entering the universe.
Wow.
As well as this, no predators were present in the utopia, which sort of stands to reason. It's not often something is described as utopia, but also their reliance in picking us all off. All right. The experiment began as you'd expect. The mice used the time that would usually be wasted in foraging for food and shelter, for having excess amounts of sexual intercourse. About every 55 days, the population doubled as the mice filled the most desirable space within the pen. where access to the food tunnels was of ease.
Food and sex.
When the population hit 620, that slowed to doubling around every 145 days. As the mouse society began to hit problems, the mice split off into groups. This is where it gets weird. As the population of mice got bigger, they started tribes, you know? And those that could not find a role in these groups found themselves with nowhere to go. In the normal course of events in a natural ecological setting, somewhat more young survive to maturity than are necessary to replace their dying or senescent established associates. Calhoun wrote in 1972, the excess that find no social niches immigrate. How do you say that? I don't know.
Oh, no, I'm not looking at it.
The mice found themselves with no social role to fill. There are only so many head mouse roles, and the utopia was in no need of a ratatouille chef. Males who failed withdrew physically and psychologically. Kind of like we find now with males not working. Find themselves right in this fucking... I mean, I'm not saying pull yourself up by your bootstraps, go work, but I'm saying find a purpose and you won't be in the situation you're in now. So they became very inactive and aggregated in large pools near the center of the floor of the universe. From this point on, they no longer initiate interaction with their established associates, nor did their behavior elicit attack by territorial males. Even so, they became characterized by many wounds and much scar tissue as a result of attacks by other withdrawn males. The withdrawn males would not respond during attacks, lying there immobile. Later on, they would attack others in the same pattern. The female counterparts of these isolated males withdrew as well. Some mice spent their days preening themselves, shunning, mating, and never engaging in fighting. Due to this, they had an excellent fur coat and were dubbed somewhat disconcertingly. Jesus, yeah. Christ.
Yeah. I was
sorry, people.
I'm sorry. I was listening.
I'm just a YouTuber researcher.
Yeah, I don't believe this. This isn't on CNN.
Well, no. So basically what they're saying is that there was a pecking order. The pecking order decided the alpha males.
Yeah.
And the alpha males were the ones who were fucking.
Yeah. And the breakdown of usual mouse behavior wasn't just limited to the outsiders. The alpha male mice became extremely aggressive, attacking others with no motivation or gain for themselves, and regardedly raped both males and females.
Jesus Holy Christ.
Yeah. Violent encounters sometimes ended in a mouse-on-mouse cannibalism.
Oh, my God.
And they had food.
Yeah.
Like,
everyone's like, this is what happened if there was anarchy. No, bitch, it's happening now.
I'd be eating and fucking everybody.
Despite or perhaps because their every need was being catered for, mothers would abandon their young or merely just forget about them entirely, leaving them to fend for themselves. The mother mice also became aggressive towards trespassers to their nests. Karens? With males that would normally fill this role banished to other parts of the utopia. This aggression spilled over, and the mothers would regularly kill their young. Infant mortality in some territories of the utopia reached 90%.
Wow. Wow.
So, essentially, without the natural issues like getting food and doing chores, working, and all this other shit, the more complacent you become, the more psychotic and manic you become as well.
Yeah, because what do we say about working out? It's not about having the body. It's about what it does for your mind.
Fuck yeah, dude. Now,
same shit.
This is why they want everybody on universal basic income and just stay home.
Yeah.
We're going to go into lockdown. Stay home. Do your drugs. Eat your food because we're paying
waddling
for all of
your
it.
Thoughts.
Yeah. And then now, we have a depression
you're
crisis.
Going insane. Exactly. Everybody's on fucking
what do we say about kids?
The pharmaceutical companies.
They need an outlet, right? Or they need sports and hobbies. Yeah. Let's get them this shit so that way they don't end up in trouble. It's the same for adults. It's the same for old people. It's the same for middle-aged people. It never stops.
For Alzheimer's and stuff like that and losing their mind. lot of them end up being...
Because you're sitting in front of the tube all day and just eating your fucking Cheetos. It's tough. All right, so get this. This was all during the first phase of the downfall of the Utopia. This is the first phase. First phase.
Holy shit.
What's it say? Whatever young mice survived the attacks from their mothers and others would grow up around these unusual mouse behaviors. As a result, they never learned usual mice behaviors, and many showed little or no interest in mating, preferred to eat and preen themselves alone. The population peaked at 2,200, short of the actual 3,000 mouse capacities of the universe, and from there came the decline. Many of the mice weren't interested in breeding and retired to the upper decks of the enclosure, while the others formed into violent gangs below, which would regularly attack and cannibalize other groups as well as their own. The low birth rate and high infant mortality combined with the violence, and soon the entire colony was extinct. During the mousepocalypse, food remained ample and their every need completely met.
Wild.
Hold on. When the behaviors related to these functions fail to mature, there is no development of social organization and no reproduction. As in the case of my study reported above, all members of the population will age and eventually die. The species will die out. He believed that the mouse experiment may also apply to humans and warned of a day where, God forbid, all our needs are met.
Wow. It totally makes sense. We go from hunting, gathering for hundreds of thousands of years, and then all of a sudden everything's done for you.
Yeah.
The adaptation of your body.
And don't get me wrong, they had problems too, I'm sure.
Oh.
You know?
Well, sure. Yeah. Obviously,
but they're trying not to get fucked or killed.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're village raided.
But it doesn't sound like the mental downfall there wasn't nearly as extreme. The suicide rate.
But that explains it, right, though? We were just talking earlier about, like, well, I mean, if we get this structure collapses, it's still going to be the same shit. I mean, look at them. They were hunting and gathering and living free, and they had some other bullshit they had to fucking deal with.
Right.
There's just always going to be bullshit.
Yeah.
Because we don't take the time and effort and actually put the money where it fucking needs to go and educate people. Educate. Not teach them. Yeah, teach them math, fucking science, whatever. Yeah, teach them all that shit. But teach them how to be a good human being.
Give them the tools to actually become.
Not this victim mentality. Actually teach them, hey, mind your fucking business. Here are outlets for you to fucking find. You know, we want you to be happy mentally. We don't want you to just stick you in a fucking cubicle and work for this fucking company. Oh, your status, you're going to be respected. No, we want to actually make you show you outlets on how to be happy.
I think that's actually a huge problem with death that people have.
Yeah.
It's not actually death that they're afraid of. It's the never fulfilling or having a purpose in life. And that's what.
Yeah, all your goals and dreams standing around your bedside as you're about to die.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's
that same quote where he says, where you could have gave me life and we're going to die with you now. Yeah.
And also, I believe that comes with making yourself available for those opportunities to do things.
You know, doing the fucking work. I mean, it's fucking, what is it? Like everybody says, what the fuck? My mind's drawing a blank. I'm so hungry.
Whatever it takes, right? So,
discipline.
Discipline,
dude. Yeah. It's the same with that. I fight this battle all the time with working out. There's just days I don't want to fucking do it. And I hate myself that day.
Gotta quit being a pussy.
It makes you feel worse than if I would have just gone through the fucking motions, worked out, and just, I'd rather my body hurt than my mind be yelling at me and my brain going, you're a fucking bitch.
Right. Because you know later on you're going to just.
Yeah, that shit hurts more than physical pain. He says, for an animal so complex as a man, there's no logical reason why a comparable sequence of events should not also lead to species extinction. If opportunities for role fulfillment fall far short on the demand by those capable of filling roles and having expectancies to do so, only violence and disruption of social organization can follow.
Wow.
Okay, and then so now
using that same model and being able to manipulate us.
Yeah.
What about, do you think that since we're kind of following the same general path, it seems like,
of everything being done for us.
Look at this.
Do you think that it's consciously being done that way.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Create dependency.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then on top of that dependency, the manipulation. We have no
threat.
Yeah. You know? Don't bite the hand that feeds.
Right.
At the end of the Mouse Utopia, or however, where the fuck am I? Sorry, guys. Oh, at the end of the Mouse Utopia could have arisen not from density, but from excessive social interaction. Medical historian Edmund Ramsden said in 2008, not all of Calhoun's rats had gone berserk. Those who managed to control space led relatively normal lives.
Wow. Is
that P3 mice?
Wow.
No, that's not the P3 mice.
No?
No, that the people that own the mice that own space.
Oh, so those are basically the rich ones.
Exactly. Oh,
okay, never mind. Take that back. Sorry.
Exactly.
No, I don't think so.
We're in the bottom of this fucking container.
I thought it meant like they controlled their own space. Like they're not fucking with anybody else. Right. They're fucking to themselves.
Yeah, yeah. That might as well be an estate, bro.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess you could look at it at both ways, right?
That's a fucking rat estate.
That's a fucking fed rat.
I do. I gotta take a wicked piss.
All right.
You said I.
So with all that said, this whole mice experiment, I'll leave off on one thing it says. We are currently witnessing direct parallels in today's society. Weak, feminized men with little to no skills and no protection instincts, and overly agitated and aggressive females with no maternal instincts. What do you think?
Yeah.
I don't think we could say this as a whole for everybody.
No.
But it seems to be the direction that these crazy fucking purple-haired fucking weirdos.
Those numbers are on the rise.
I can't say purple hair.
Those type of people.
Yeah. No, I can't say purple hair. Yeah. They're making purple look bad.
A lot of these people that are consumed by this shit.
We're the embodiment of purple.
Yeah.
Well, no. Well, since Prince passed away, we're the embodiment of purple.
I know, that's right. Yep.
So, that being said, you can't say that against everybody.
No.
But the numbers of people who are like that are on the rise.
Yeah. But small, but for somehow
more than we think,
have a lot of pull. Is it because a lot of these people are coming out of the same areas?
Yes.
These big colleges.
Have you seen the map? It's like more people live in these areas than the other areas, like the red areas and the gray areas.
Yeah.
So look at where all those red areas are. Big cities.
Yeah.
There are more people that live in big cities than live everywhere else.
Yeah.
Yeah, the major cities.
So all you have to do is concentrate, make your universities, your brainwashing institutions, in these hot areas. Therefore, you can start to influence generations to come.
Which is shitty.
It's crazy, though. There's a lot of people.
They'll step into the teaching roles, and then it becomes a self-sustaining cycle.
But there's still a lot of people that come out of colleges that don't get brainwashed.
Right.
So what the fuck is going on here?
That's shitty that they all kind of get clumped up together.
Yeah.
I think
we don't clump you up together.
Once you hit a certain testosterone level type, you know, something. Once you hit a certain level, it's a downhill slope. You get what I'm saying? Like, if you're already self-conscious, it's all these compounding things. You think you're a little bit different, or you're just like everybody else, but you like to think you're different. And you get what I'm saying? Because they're already unstable mentally, because that's what kids are.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. If you were to go ask, if you were to put me on the front of the news and ask for my thoughts and opinions when I was 18, God, Jesus Christ.
Right. You got
to
get them while they're young because they're fucking dumb as fuck.
Don't they all do that? Military?
Exactly.
Fucking, yeah.
Exactly.
Colleges. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But colleges, you have left-wing breeding grounds.
They've admitted that in the military. Get them while they're young so you can fucking train them.
And you have right-wing training grounds.
I think this shows with this whole movement of these fucking weak-ass fucking men and crazy-ass fucking women running their little fucking, what are, I don't know what the fuck you want to call them.
They're fucking Universe 25 bullshit.
These fucking, what are those guys called? Antifa motherfuckers?
Oh, those fucking...
Well, those guys are fucking outliers. They're fucking...
They're not.
These fucking people that are trying to force you to live the way they want.
Fascists.
Yeah.
Is what they are.
Yeah. This shows that it's not the numbers in your army. It's the fucking how tight and what they control. They control the media. They control the fucking TV, you know, the fucking
or maybe
everything media. You know?
The same people that control the media also control Antifa.
Yeah. Because look at even the military. Look at soldiers. Where do they mostly come from? Like
rural areas.
Yeah, Eric July said that.
Mm-hmm.
They're coming from rural areas, and they're still able to manipulate them
yep.
to follow their orders.
Yep.
So
half-truths. That's what they yep. tell them. And they yeah. got them, baited.
The cops, they're probably most fucking – there's a ton of them that preach fucking freedom. They wear these fucking Punisher skulls with fucking American flags, and yet –
Don't even realize still, that the Punisher killed cops.
Yeah, and they're still doing what they're being told, and they know a lot of it's bullshit. So it's not about numbers it's or just they about don't know. Strength. It's about
– It's just they don't know. Just like with the liberals, they just don't know. If they were able to open their minds
– Or they don't want
to just
know.
To at least hear
– They'd rather have the paycheck.
And to see what they're both – I bet if the goofy, weirdo lefty and the fucking – red or the blue thin blue line Punisher skull wearing motherfucker, if they did like a Saiyan merge, they would be a reasonable person.
Yeah,
they would be like a us.
Well, I think a lot of them think they are trying.
Except for the I want to tell you what to do. Sorry.
I think they are trying.
I want to tell you what to do,
but I don't think it happens.
I want to tell you to leave me the fuck alone. That's what I want to tell you to do. That's the only thing I want to
make it better for everybody else at the same time.
Or get yeeted well,
in that oblivion. mice example, better didn't always work out good.
Not
made to men the more weak and people, women more aggressive, which we're starting to see a lot yep. of.
I actually, speaking of weekends earlier, I was going to bring this up. So we're playing a little bit of Warzone this past weekend, right? I'm outside getting my quarter of a cigarette in between games. And the neighbors come outside. Neighbors come outside, and she smacked the. I still have my headset on because I got a wireless headset. She smacked the fuck out of this dude, and it's like, why would you do that? Patrice O'Neal has
you're
one
not
of
supposed
the,
to hit a woman.
Patrice O'Neal has one of the best bits about this shit, and it goes back to the fucking. Why are you going to put yourself in a man situation? Are you with me because – no, it was Jay Oakerson. Jay Oakerson. He's like – gets into it with his girlfriend because she's like, I never date a guy who could beat the shit out of me. He goes, is that why you're with me? You think I can't beat the shit out of you?
I can break it to you. A majority of men probably could.
I can beat the shit out of you fast, just as fast as this guy. I just don't. But yeah, my girl, she says it whenever we talk about that shit because I just say dumb ass shit, but I say it really mean. You know, it's just kind of like I'm fucking with her. But she says it gets into that kind of conversation. She'd never put herself in a man's situation. Why are you mimicking sucking dick over there? But women, if you put yourself in a man's situation with some dude who doesn't give a fuck about you, like a guy on the street or something like that, what do you expect to happen?
Yeah. Basically, women stop hitting men and thinking that you can't get hit back.
It's, right. Because you need to realize that.
Well, and I don't want to see a woman get hit. Fuck you know no. what I mean? And, you know, the I'm sure we've species. All had these it's conversations like punching puppies. Our fucking women, but it's like, just don't do shit you don't want
I'd
that
never,
to do.
I'd never punch a puppy, but if one was rabid and trying to kill me, I'd beat the shit out of it.
And we see where Justin's going.
It's my freedom to do that. And now we talk about the problem of freedom.
Treat everybody as you want to be treated. We all make mistakes. Trust me, I've made mine. But we learn. Learn from your mistakes. That's the whole point. We're all going to make mistakes, but learn, man. I've made a ton of them. So.
So that yeah. dude who got the shit smacked out of him the other night, what the fuck did you do?
Yeah, right? That's my question.
Nothing to get smacked. She shouldn't have smacked him.
She probably found some other chick's
pussy. Just as men shouldn't be smacking girls, you know? Huh?
Huh?
She probably found some pictures of some other girl's pussy on his phone.
Yeah, well, did that deserve a smack or should you fucking just leave him?
Both.
Pick one. Or fucking just accept it and move on.
Both. I want her to be on steroids and I want him to fight about it.
They both signed waivers.
It goes back. Women will always be able, or men will always be able to beat the shit out of women. Even if those men are now women.
Some women. Because I don't know if you...
What are we even talking about? I am so Ronda delirious Rousey and comes hungry.
Out, she's going to fuck you up.
Bro, I would let Ronda Rousey fuck me.
I bet you would.
She'd walk out into the octagon and you'd just hear a ding.
You ready to fucking wrap this shitty ass podcast episode up? My boner hitting
the inside of my cup. Huh?
You ready to wrap this shitty episode up?
I don't know. I'm ready to wrap your shittiness up.
I'm going to call it fucking peanut butter and jelly. That's the name of this fucking podcast.
Why would you do that? I don't know. These crackers are fucking delicious.
All right, y'all. Well, we appreciate y'all being here. Remember to like and subscribe and all our shit. Go follow our link tree or go click on our link tree and look at all our shit. Everything's on there. Fucking social media platforms, podcast platforms, everything. So.
Purple pill.
Yo. Yeah, purple pill. We love you. P3 out.
Send us more shit.
Appreciate you.
Yeah.
Much love. Delicious. Bye-bye.
I only ate one on air to say fuck you, Gabe.
All right, bye.
Bye.